The songs of Christmas and the winter solstice can sound especially ancient when played on the hurdy-gurdy. Ethan James plays the hurdy-gurdy. He's put together a new collection of old songs for his old instruments, and today he brought two of his hurdy-gurdies into our studio in Los Angeles.
The instrument has been around 1,000 years in all the different cultures and countries of Europe, so it's taken on many, many different shapes. Basically, what it is a resonating box. I have one sitting in front of me that looks like a lute. If you took a lute and cut the neck off, that would be the start. I also have one sitting in front of me that looks like a sort of rough-hewn cello, again, if you cut the neck off. But you have the resonating body, and in one end is a crank that attaches to a shaft that has a wooden wheel. And the wheel sticks up through the top of the resonating body, and you stretch strings, one or two or sometimes three strings, across the resonating body so that they rub against the wheel. And there's a key box. It's just a box with wooden slats.
How many keys do you have there?
There are 24 keys usually, 23 or 24 on
right.
Most hurdy-gurdies. It's a two-octave instrument. And the key, it's real simple, basic. It's medieval technology, but it's very clever. You know, it's one of those things that you look at and you go, ah. But, you know, yeah, and again, it was so simple.
Did you build the ones you brought in yourself?
One of the ones that I have, I built, and the other one was built in Hungary, in Budapest.
And did you research it by taking apart some really old hurdy-gurdies? How'd you do it?
Well, this is the second one I built, and I had some plans of a 19th century French instrument, but I made a modern version, sort of what would be my dream hurdy-gurdy. I added extra strings, and I have pickups and electronics built into it, and all these other things so that I can amplify it easily and so that it's sort of two hurdy-gurdies in one.
I see. Play a few seconds of the one you have sitting directly in front of you there so we can hear what it sounds like.
All right. This is the French-style one. You start with a low drone. And then in this particular setup, there's a higher drone. And once you get them working, there's even some sympathetics, like a sitar. There. Then there's a higher drone yet, and you can make that one buzz. It's not quite in tune here, but that little buzz, I do that sort of by tossing the handle, and there's a loose wooden bridge, and then you add the melody strings. And you have hurdy-gurdy.
Do you feel the reverberation up into your body, the vibration?
Well, I think that's one of the things that hooked me on this. And a lot of people, you know, it's sort of like a chant machine. You know how prayer wheels, Tibetan prayer wheels, you spin them and they say a prayer? I mean, this is one of those things that as you play it and as it drones, it does that sort of om chant kind of thing to your body, and I it really has an effect on me. The first time I ever put one on and played it, I just got transported. I was hooked forever. It changed my life. I used to do other things in life, and now all I do is play hurdy-gurdy. So
what about the other one that you brought? How is it different? What is it in a different key?
Well, it's in a different key. I'm going to put it on here. Let me take this one off. You have to strap them on with a strap, and there, you can hear it rustling around. This one is bigger, it's louder, it's a bit more aggressive sounding. This is a Hungarian one. It's also a lot more stable, stays in tune a lot better. I love them both. These are the two hurdy-gurdies that I take and play. Between these two, I can pretty much do anything I want. Let's see if this one is in tune. You can see that one has a different sort of personality to it.
Mr. James, you mentioned that you did other things. I have read that at one time you were involved with punk rock music.
Yes, I was. Actually, most of my life I've played rock and roll or pop or some form of that. I play a lot of other instruments, although I've lost interest in them, basically. But during the 80s, I produced a lot of records, people like the Bangles, Sonic Youth, the Minutemen, Black Flag, Jane's Addiction.
If somebody back then would have said to you, hurdy-gurdy?
I would have been just like everybody else. I would have thought of the Donovan song. And, you know, I never recognized the hurdy-gurdy on it, but I had one of those moments of synchronicity. I was in a bookshop the other day, and as I walked in, they started playing Hurdy-Gurdy Man. And so I really listened to it again for the first time in probably 15 years, and I could hear a hurdy-gurdy in it. There it was, just sort of winding away, going like... That's all it ever did, but at least there was one in there.
Anything in particular about songs for the winter solstice or about Christmas carols that lend themselves especially to the sound of the hurdy-gurdy that you can make?
A lot of them have very ancient roots. They come back from medieval times, Renaissance times. They make their way into the folk traditions, and eventually they become Christmas carols that we all know. And hurdy-gurdy just has this primal kind of thing to it that that goes well with something like the winter solstice or Christmas or a celebration of something, I don't know, otherworldly, but something celebratory at least.
Talking with us from Los Angeles, Ethan James. His CD is called Ancient Songs of Christmas.